gotta understand.
No, wait a minute, gentlemen. You are on the.
It was Williamstown versus Lemoyne.
I know that, and it was 42-42 with a minute and 4 seconds left.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it went back and
forth.
Well,
I'm sorry, we can't find the audio tape of it. So could you reconfigure it right now for us? Because I understand it was fantastic.
Okay.
All right.
I'm pulling a Ken Squire on this.
Okay, go ahead. Wait a minute. Ready, Jack? Record this, because then all we got to do is add some crowd effects. And we'll
I don't have anything in here to record
it. All right, this is last night on WDEV when Bada Bing went wild with the excitement generated by this game.
Well, it was a great game. It was in Williamstown last night. Lemoyle came to town trying to make a sweep out of the season against Williamstown. Just over a minute in a matter of seconds. It was 42-42.
We know all that.
All right.
We know all that. All we want to know is hear your... Can't you just mind your mind back, reel
yes.
your mind back, and just do the last minute and three so that we hear it?
Jacob
Tassie. What's wrong with this, Jack? He has no retention.
Jacob Tassie.
Remember anything. What?
Jacob Tassie, the only senior on a sophomore-laden basketball team from Williamstown, steals the basketball, takes it down court, lays it up for two.
Yeah.
Immediately, Lemoyle goes into a full press situation because Williamstown has set up a zone press.
Yeah.
Lemoyle comes down through. They go quickly down to the forecourt. Ball goes in the air, off the rim, no good. Williamstown gets the rebound, right back the other way. Quick transition. Ball gets three passes. First to the left, then to the right, then to the middle, right down the lane. Bucket for two. Whistle and a foul. Got a chance to get it to make a three-point play. Steps up to the line.
Yeah.
Boom. Nails it.
Yeah.
Bucket and the Bruise. Got it for three. Back the other way. Lemoyle. Long distance pass. They set it up to the outside. Lemoyle works down low. They got the big man backing his way through in there. Fakes to the left. Goes to the right. Deuce off the glass. This one's going right down to the wire. Steve Cormier is the producer. He's going crazy back in the station.
Yeah.
Williamstown, again, against full court pressure, puts the ball into play. Ball comes in. It goes first to the left, then to the right. It was a great deal here. They work it up court. Now they're looking at a man-to-man defense from Lemoyle. They send it down the middle, set up the pick and roll off to the left side. No, 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 no. They slam the door on him. Williamstown backs out, looks for the three, finds the three, long distance, bada-bing from the outside. And then they went on to win by 4 points.
Okay, did you get all that? Did you get all that, Jack?
I don't have anything in here.
What do you mean you didn't get it?
I don't have anything.
We didn't get it last night, and now we've had this.
There's nothing here to record it in.
What a radio station. Huh?
We had a blast. It was great. It was great.
That's what your producer said when I got here. He said, geez, no, I didn't. I was doing family things.
Well, of course.
And I couldn't get to it last night, and I was embarrassed. And he told me how great your call was. And now you've recreated it so magnificently, so
thank
beautifully.
You.
And dingling in there, didn't get the thing.
See, it always comes back to me, doesn't
it's
it?
It's always back to
always
you.
Always back to you.
He was very complimentary.
Final score was?
I don't remember the final score.
Don't
I think it was Lemoyle by four.
Don't remember the final score. I told
well,
you so.
Well, I came out of the Mutua last night, okay?
Yeah.
And I turned on the radio to go, it's 42-42. We have 1 minute and 3 seconds to go. We got a barn burner here. What I heard, and he just finished it
and
up.
You think that's going to replace the
no,
one
I can't
seconds
replace
that
him,
we
I
was just trying to find?
And you know, the great part of this is this was a two-banger. We're dealing with this at WDEV in Williamstown.
Yeah.
Lee Cattell has maybe the upset of the second half of the season going on at Hazen.
Last night?
Yeah, People's Academy comes back from... Well,
and
it was,
wins?
And People's Academy came back to win. They were down by five. Corm is giving me score updates because they're all Division III teams.
Yeah.
Oh, my word. Lee Cattell had another barn burner over there. Two banger.
Don't look at me. I don't have that recording either.
Well, I don't understand.
I understand.
I know this is the sports station.
Uh-huh.
Oh, jeez.
Everybody had their thumb up their nose.
Would you tell the people what they're listening to, by the way, so we get this program?
No, I'm trying to get straightened out from last night. I hear all these reports and stories, and there's notes on my desk about Bada Bing going insane on WDEV last evening. It was a tremendous call. Then I get in here this morning, and they're telling me about the other station having the game of the year.
Oh, it's crazy.
Upset. upset.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that great? It was actually Hazen was ranked number one, and I think Peoples was four or five.
Well, let me assure you, sports fans, that this won't happen again.
Here we go.
I can't believe it. We're down to the end of the season. We're up to those meaningful moments, Bada Bing here blew his brains out, they said. He was just fantastic.
Don't think it wasn't me, it was the game. I was just sharing the excitement and the veracity of that basketball game.
Veracity.
Boy, right. We were right there at courtside. You could see the look on their face.
May I interject here for a moment? It's 8 minutes past 9 o'clock. Your program is supposed to start shortly. He got off on time.
He did?
Brent got off on time, right at 9 o'clock. I would like to go on at 10 o'clock this morning with my Outlaw show, but you keep on going
Nobody has any care or concern about the things that the Radio Vermont people continue to provide.
Oh, here we go.
And then we can't find.
The show must go on.
That's right.
The show must go on, sir.
So, would you
what a cue. Excuse me. That was the cue.
For?
Jeez, Jack.
Cue for what?
The show must go on.
Okay, do you have something ready?
The show must go on, yeah. Frank.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Yes, perfect for today.
She can't sing.
For heaven's sake.
She can't sing.
Paris in the spring.
Oh, my Lord.
Love is in the air.
Love is in the air.
Life's a love affair. And every pair of arms a rendezvous for two. Paris in the spring. You'll find an invitation to romance. You must fall. You simply can't evade love. The moon is there to aid love. Find someone you can call your own. You're to blame if you're alone. Beating heart becomes a part of Paris in the spring.
Sorry, I was a little late on that theme song there. What?
You didn't record it.
Didn't record what?
The fantastic replay
heard
of last night's game.
I wasn't here
by the man who created it. Right here on the Friendly Pioneer. WDEV. He's it. Huh?
Yeah, he's it. Yep.
Yeah.
He's
it. That's just swell. All right.
Any other bitching and moaning you want to do this morning?
No, I'm done bitching and moaning because, as you know, we have all kinds of great sports activity continuing this weekend on WDEV.
Last night was just the beginning.
That's the beginning, and music to go to the dump by continuing to add to the gigantic menu of special attractions on WDEV on the weekend.
That's true, yeah.
Do you realize what tomorrow morning is?
Sunday.
Oh, jeez.
What? You asked me what tomorrow...
It's the Stowe Derby.
All of them.
75th annual.
Yes, I understand.
First time on the radio on WDEV.
Got it, yep.
Now, of course, Frank, our producer and new sales department guy. Right?
Frank?
Yeah.
Does he have a last name?
Yeah, Frankie.
You mean Frankie Allen? Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Frank Allen.
Mm-hmm.
You got to stop calling him Frankie. Sounds like an 8-year-old.
Well, we know.
I mean, the guy is really fantastic. And he and I are going to be up there to do the.
You're going to be up there?
I am indeed, about 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah.
Doing some of the pre-part of the program tomorrow.
Does he know that, by the way?
Who?
Frankie. Does he know you're going to
Frank.
Be
Frank. You mean Frank.
Yeah, Frank. Excuse
What's
me.
His last name?
Allen.
Frank Allen. The new heavyweight in the sales and special events department of WDEV. Frank Allen. Huh? Frankie. Yeah, yeah. He's
not
8 years old. Frank Allen will be there with me as well, who's put his heart and soul into getting the 75th annual Stowe Derby on Radio Vermont, where it properly belongs with all the other great events that we annually provide.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
So where was I?
I don't know.
Where are we?
You were
today?
Talking about
no, tomorrow.
Talking about the Stowe Derby tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yes. No, that's Sunday. That's Sunday
right.
morning.
That is tomorrow, yes.
What?
Tomorrow was Sunday.
Oh, geez, is it really?
Is this a Bob and Ray routine here? Or
no,
what?
No, not at all. You mean tomorrow is Sunday?
Yes, today's Saturday.
Well, what do we have on the air this afternoon?
Tonight we have...
Well, tonight, yes, that's what I was referring to.
We
have
the quarterfinals of Norwich Hockey with Castleton
There you go, right.
The Cadets at Kreitzberg tonight, 6:35, we'll have it on the air.
And the best play-by-play hockey announcer that was ever created in this part of the world will be describing the action from the Kreitzberg Arena. It's a national quarterfinal, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And it's two teams from Vermont. Is
right.
that correct?
Castleton and Norwich.
Oh, boy. All right. So that's this afternoon at what time?
That's tonight at 6:35.
Oh, tonight. Well, it's late afternoon. 6:35 this afternoon late.
And high above courtside is George Como.
And George Como's
and
great.
Not Georgie Como. George.
And not Georgie. Yeah, that's exactly my point. You wouldn't call George Como Georgie. You can't call Frank Frankie. He's a genuine authority on the game.
And then we wrap it up tomorrow. What is it? What time in the afternoon?
Tomorrow, 3 o'clock. 2:30.
NASCAR.
Yeah.
Las Vegas.
Guess where we're going to be?
In Las Vegas.
Good thinking.
Yeah, that's where we're going to be.
For race number two. Did you see race number one?
Did
you hear it? You didn't have to see it. You could hear it.
The whole world.
Our guy from WDEV, now one of the stalwarts of the NASCAR Radio Network. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
I should remember.
I'm not quite sure which network carried it, but there.
No, it is. It's.
Yeah, well, we have Performance Racing Network, and then we have MRN as well. So
Motor Racing Network, of course. That's what I said, yes.
Okay.
And that's on the air tomorrow, race number two, after that dramatic last lap race to the finish. Did you hear that?
I did. I don't have it, if that's what you're looking for. Oh,
well, so much for the research. And
so we just hang up and drive right now?
Oh,
we'll
all right. Go. Well, no, wait a minute.
What?
Hang up and drive?
Yeah.
You're trying to make a point here out of the fact that NASCAR is going to be driving once again after that 200-mile-an-hour finish that had one guy upside down across the finish line. Did he finish third or fourth?
I don't know.
And the interest and enthusiasm around this radio station can't be measured because we can't find it. Oh, golly.
Guess what time it is?
What?
It's 9:18.
Oh, okay. Hang up and drive.
He had a cheeseburger in one hand, French fries propped up on the seat, an ice cold cola in his cup holder, and to make the scene complete, he was searching for a pen and paper to make a note of things to
take home. Still, he might have missed that concrete truck, but he was talking on his mobile phone. Hang up and drive, you're driving me crazy. Put down that phone, both hands on your steering wheel. Hang up and drive, you're driving me crazy. Hey, that ain't no phone booth, son, it's your automobile. She had that vanity mirror down in her face, messing with her hair in her high-rise four-wheel drive, sitting way up in the air. She just put on her makeup, plugged her curling iron into the dash. But when she tried to dial her mobile phone, that's when she heard the crash. Hang up and drive, you're driving me crazy. Put down that phone, put both hands on your steering wheel. Hang up and drive, you're driving me crazy. Hey, that ain't no phone booth, honey, it's your automobile. Well, you've seen them out there, friend, scary. Every Tom, Dick, Jane, and Mary driving with a phone stuck in their ear. Laughing, crying, yelling, talking. Those same folks can't chew gum while they're walking. What makes them think they can talk on the phone and steal? Hang up and drive, driving me crazy. Hey, put down that phone, put both hands on your steering wheel. Hang up and drive, driving me crazy. That ain't no phone booth, it's your automobile.
That's your automobile.
I said that ain't no phone booth, it's your automobile.
Through another strike. Yep. Hang up and drive.
Hang up and drive.
Isn't right. he great?
Our favorite. One of our
the
favorites.
Yep. Multitude of Racine's talent and singing that we have on Music to Go to the Dump By every Saturday morning, for which we never get enough attention because we forget to record the program.
Oh, let's get off then this morning. Would you
well,
please?
Well, now wait a minute. See, now we have that. What do they call that thing?
What?
Where you can dial it up and you can hear it back.
Oh, a podcast. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. What's that, a podcast?
Well, it's if you have it, like the Dave Graham Show, for example.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about the games. We do it, aren't they podcasted?
That I don't know. I'm not here long enough to know all of the internet. And, you know, I'm only
35
here,
years.
I'm only here once a week, and you all of these
years.
Things.
I rest my case. It's inept and ridiculous what goes on here. Trying.
Yeah, you try.
You know who's trying to reach me?
What? Who?
The magical, marvelous musical history
lady. Oh, is she?
Lady.
Yeah.
Well, she called twice yesterday, and I was so involved in getting ready for the Stowe Derby, of which I'll be a part tomorrow.
You've already mentioned that a number of times.
No, I just mentioned it once.
Okay.
Because I'm on the early part, and then Frank, what's his name? Allen. Frank Allen is going to take over later to cover more of the 75th annual Stowe Derby.
Yeah.
And where else would it be except WDEV? No. Mm-hmm. Well, what were we talking about?
You were talking about the marvelous, magical, musical...
No, the marvelous... Anyway, we need to hear from her because I've been grossly inept, but I was so busy and active all day yesterday preparing for the broadcast tomorrow, the 75th annual Stowe Derby.
Yeah, okay. So that's
this
three,
is no lightweight
three
event.
Three times now. Go ahead.
Yeah, and you realize that this is on Mount Mansfield, Vermont's tallest mountain.
I did know
and it's
that.
Where all the greats at one time or another competed.
Mm.
Just think of it. The same area, whether it was in Nordic or cross country, they're combined into one event annually.
Yep.
all thanks to some great people in the past, 75 years ago. They were out cutting brush, I beg your pardon, on the nosedive, and somebody came up with the idea that Stowe ought to be the one place in the ski world where you could see a race, or listen to it, that was developed for both Nordic and Alpine interests, mm-hmm. competitors, mm-hmm. fans, and friends. And it's tomorrow on DEV. It's the damnedest thing you've ever heard. It's a great program. I'm just sure. I mean, think about it. Betsy Snite, remember the great Betsy Snite?
I've heard of, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she was something. And Penny Patou. Well, name all the great stars of skiing.
Peekaboo somebody. Remember her?
Peekaboo Street.
Oh, couldn't remember.
I don't think she's there.
Okay.
But all the others.
I know it's dragged out.
Well, Peekaboo was there. That's right. She did ski.
Oh, did she? Okay.
She did ski there. Yeah. But then think about the men that were in those events in the past.
Cupcakes Cassidy ever in that?
No, Cupcake Cassidy was down in Scully Square, where your mind is, and we're talking athletics and real people.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
and Cupcakes Cassidy.
Can
right?
we move on here, please?
Was she the one of the Twin 44s?
Come on now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So let's continue along. You were talking about the Martin. You want to hear? She has something
and
off track here this morning. Stowe, not Stowe. See, now you got me in Stowe. Where am I? Oh, Norwich Cadets.
Yes,
root,
right.
Root for Norwich.
That's this evening,
we
right?
used to kind of play this
it's
when we...
It's this evening. National Quarter Championship.
Yes. She used to help
guess
us.
Guess who's there? The Norwich Cadets are back again, folks. And they'll be on DEV, of course.
Yeah. Okay.
Not fooling around with these teams with these records of 8-8. I mean, we've got the champs. But they'd better play darn good because it's another Vermont troop that will attempt to eliminate them in the contest from Kreitzberg Arena tonight. To be described by... George, what's his name?
George Como.
Como, of course, yes. How could I forget?
So it's a Root song.
Same
here.
As Kaya.
We're going to get to a song here at some point?
What song
it's a
is
little
that?
Kind
oh,
of...
Oh,
it's a rah-rah-rah.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is, and I'm trying to make amends to the magical, marvelous musical mystery lady who has been trying desperately to reach me, and I was not able to afford an opportunity, just a minor, minute minute to speak with her with all the stuff we've got going on and trying to get... on the air and recorded so that we can play it back to you in case of lawsuits and et cetera, right?
Okay. Okay, yeah, right.
And so here she is on WDEV this morning, a creation of this radio program, the magical, marvelous, musical mystery lady, Mystery No More. Here she is.
We love to root for Norwich Foot. And root for Norwich hockey too. They can run and they can throw and pass the puck and shoot. Look at them go, coaches Murniak and Mick Shanley. Our team's to sweet victory. So give a great big cheer. L'Esprit de Corps is here. Hooray for Norwich University.
There you go.
Huh? Isn't she great?
She is.
Of course, there's a new coach.
Yes, there is.
Yes, there is. New team.
Mm-hmm.
Just as strong and powerful as the... Well, it's another creation of the general. He just keeps... And, of course, this is his last year.
Right.
That's going to be someday when he retires.
Mm-hmm.
He's a real Vermonter. I don't know where the hell he was from originally, but he deserved to be a Vermonter. Boy.
I understand Farmer Dave has arrived at some point.
Well, he's around somewhere trying to find a cup of coffee. He can't afford to go next door.
Thought I saw him peek through the window here, which means he's arrived.
Yeah, and there was something else that was of acute disarray that we had to... Well, let's see. Well, the music of this program, of course, which never faltered. I thought you had it.
I don't have anything in here.
You picked it up. You took it off the desk.
No, I did not.
And now you don't have it.
So, ladies and gentlemen, what you're trying to say is we have nothing ready for the next few
you
minutes.
Remember the writers of the Purple Sage?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Have you heard the new Writers of the Purple Sage?
I didn't know there was a new Writers of the Purple
Sage.
Well,
of course there are, and I have them in my hand, which is because they're the next feature of the attraction.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, you want to throw it over here, or you
want to
run around the other side?
Yeah, I want to throw it to the window suite. Okay.
Do I have to go over here and get it now again?
Yeah, where's...
Farmer Dave could bring
Farmer
it to
Farmer Dave could bring
he's
it
here.
In, but no, he's not going to...
I think...
lower
phone?
Himself. Oh, there he is. Look at that.
It's a phone call coming in here.
It's magic.
I think it might be our friend there in East Corinth. You want
East
to
Corinth?
Talk to him first, or do you want to have him wait?
Well, I think it
this?
Might be the magical, marvelous, musical mystery
well,
lady.
I don't know who it is. I can't do it and answer the phone and do this and talk to you at the same time here.
Let's see who's on the phone. Hello?
This could be probably that,
that's what
someone.
You have to do. You have to say hello.
Or just wait a minute until I get him on the
oh,
air.
Oh, jeez. He can't even say wait.
Morning. Hello.
I'm not the magical mystery
no,
lady.
No, see, I told you it wasn't him.
Doesn't sound like the magical
no, doesn't
mystery
he?
Lady.
But the magic is no mystery.
I know.
Northeast Slopes.
We know who you are.
Today,
yes.
Today.
Well, what's going on over there?
Well,
one of our favorite ski areas.
We have had two of the most fantastic weeks of skiing and attendances that we've ever seen in the last 5 decades, probably.
And no help to us because you finally got some snow.
Yeah, we finally got some snow.
It seemed to make a difference.
Conditions have just been unbelievable,
yes.
and apparently the word's out. Our fishing hole secret is out there. We've just been packing the place day after day.
Wow,
conditions
great.
Are great.
Yeah.
Conditions are great. We've seen people from every state in New England over the last 10 days.
So I suppose you're going to close this afternoon for the remainder of the year.
Well, we're not. No, we're open full hours today and tomorrow.
Nice.
And then we'll be open up again Wednesday, weather permitting, with whatever's coming for this storm. Hopefully
yeah.
we'll stay snow again and keep our conditions in prime as they are. And somebody asked us if we made snow. I said, we don't make snow, but we do make it better. Yep. So
that's pretty good.
That's
isn't
a
nice,
that good?
Nice slogan,
right
yeah.
off the lip of his tongue.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what's been going on, and we're just going to continue more of the same, except for tomorrow. We're straight up against the Stowe Derby is the Northeast Slopes annual cardboard box derby.
Oh boy, gosh, where do we go? East
I don't know how. You see, well, that's the problem. We didn't think you were going to have it this year, so we booked in this other show.
Yeah,
75th annual.
Yeah, but tomorrow 11 o'clock, just be there. Registration starts at 9 or 9:30.
Do you have the names of all the celebrities that have skied over there at Northeast Slopes and used the chairlift, the
rope toe.
Yeah. Well, our biggest celebrity last year was Glenn Plake, you know, extreme skier from the Warren Miller films from the 70s and 80s. He dropped in for a surprise visit, and boy, that has carried its weight and still does. And he just was beside himself riding that rope toe.
carried his weight right up the mountain.
Yeah, went so fast.
On the rope ski toe.
We knocked the rope right off the pulleys when we wound it up so fast when he was riding.
Can you imagine? Really find the real stuff if you're a Vermonter up here in the Green Mountains.
Yeah, so
don't have to have all those fancy, frivolous, little foolish things like what do they call them? Carts? No. The enclosed, heated.
Gondolas.
Oh, yes.
They even have chairlifts with bubbles.
You know how the gondolas are working, huh?
Yeah.
You look at where is it in Italy where the gondolas are not floating around? As much as they did.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Farmer Dave. You remember where the gondolas?
I've never been there, Ken.
No. But you read National Geographic, so I thought you'd be as.
I look at the pictures in National Geographic.
Now, never mind that. Now we're back with.
And the other record we set last weekend, not only in attendance, but I guess it kind of goes along with it, is the gals went through 5 cases of. PT Farm grass-fed beef, which is well over 200 burgers, and over half of those nor'easter.
You broke the record?
Broke a record of burgers in one weekend, yeah.
Write this down, please, Jack, so we have it here.
That'll be a record,
yeah. Did over 200 burgers up at Northeast Slopes.
That's
there's just
never,
so
never
much news
either.
And activity going on that Radio Free Vermont
covers. Why am I writing this down?
Unfortunately, we're not there for the festivities this week at East Corinth.
So paint, you still got time. You got nearly 24 hours before the big box race. You can still paint up a box and wax up the bottom and throw the grandkids in it and send them.
Hope you never see them again.
We're contemplating, or actually we're talking and negotiating with the National Guard for crowd control, and two to catch them in a some kind of a netting device at the bottom to keep them from going into Route 25, which has nearly happened before too. So we'll get the National Guard in there. They're going to have a booth set up, and there's going to be outdoor barbecue. It's going to be a little bit different tomorrow. There may not be – it's still in the air whether we're doing Nor'easter burgers tomorrow or not. There'll be burgers, but they may not be Nor'easter burgers off the heavy grate.
Did I ever tell you about the Budweiser rocket car?
No.
It was a show I produced and worked with Hal Needham on.
Oh, yeah.
Out there at Tonopah, Nevada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to look on our Facebook page right now, we're advertising and get a little information in the rules. There are rules.
I can send you what will save you.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know, like the guy in the car leaning over to the neighbor lady in the other car. I can save you. I can save you, right? And what it was he got two boat anchors off of used up and abused naval, the big ones.
Frigate.
No, frigate. That wasn't the big one.
Destroyer?
No. The PC. Big stuff. Huh?
Aircraft carrier?
Aircraft carrier.
There we go.
and he brought them up to the dry lake where we were doing this. And he said, we don't have to worry, because the thing was short. It was only like 5 or 6 miles. And, you know, this thing was supposed to run 700 or 800 miles an hour on metal wheels. And he said, there's not going to be a palm problem, because at the end of the course, we've put these giant anchors into the safety area. And if everything should fail on the rocket car, it would be caught and slowed down to a, 100 miles an hour or something. Because they had to get up to, 730 to make the thing, right?
Usually, yeah.
And Hal was testing it. He was driving it, and he could go 500-600 miles an hour, but he wasn't a wuss either, but he didn't want to go much further. And so he was going to demonstrate how this potentially could save the day of the Budweiser rocket car. So they greased her up and fired her off, and he took it down the course, wide open, and right into the area between the two
boat
aircraft carrier things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sailed right through it.
Yeah.
Jumped over two pretty good, they weren't mountains, but they were big hills before it came to rest. And everybody said, well, that's it. We've killed him. And we can go on about our business. But lo and behold, he was 100% okay.
Hmm.
Yep. And we went back. And who was that guy? He's a friend, too.
Hal Needham?
No, Hal Needham.
Craig Breedlove.
No, it was my buddy.
Burt Reynolds.
Oh, Burt Reynolds.
No, Burt wasn't driving the car.
Just thought I'd throw that in.
Jim Neighbors.
Jim Neighbors.
Yeah, Jim Neighbors. What a hoot that would have been.
Oh, yeah.
Back home again.
All right.
In Indiana.
Should we move along here?
So.
Golly, Shazam.
So anyway, the thing was rebuilt, and I can almost see his name coming up in my mind. That's the trouble with my mind. Yeah, at 85.
We'll look it up and bring it up here. Right.
I'll tell you in a moment.
But on that note, with that story, is a very similar picture on our Facebook advertising and explaining the rules of our box race for tomorrow. And again, there's still time to build one up and get it out there. And it's a youngster sitting in what appears to be a rocket sled car with his dad giving him some comforting words at the top of the course, looking down over the hill.
Never to be seen again.
Never to be seen again. It's a great photo. You got to look at it. And it is probably very reminiscent to that Budweiser rocket car, because it's exactly what it looks like. It really says a lot. So take a look at that on our Facebook page And come down. It's free admission to come watch, and it's free admission to enter unless you're a corporate. Then it's a $100 donation, and we're hoping to have some banks. And I think the National Guard is building a box. They're going to slide down off, so they'll be considered in there. We're going to get them to man the slowdown station at the bottom, I think.
And so that's over at Northeast Slopes.
Northeast Slopes tomorrow, yeah.
Where is it located? Well, of course, on the Northeast Slope.
Route 25.
Yeah, Route 25.
Vermont.
Kind of
sort of between Bradford and Barrie.
You cannot miss it. It's right next to the road.
Right into the road.
I was going to point out.
If you aren't careful.
Oh, shoot.
But it should be a great day. The weather looks fantastic.
Pointing it out.
All right, so 22 minutes now before 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Okay.
All right, see you in the slopes and talk to you again next week. Okay, bye.
Thanks very much. All right.
And it's at the old ski toe.
The old ski toe, yeah. Yeah.
Hello?
Or why the...
The train is the slowest on the track. You reach the lodge and you unpack. When you look at your watch, it's time to go back. Why the hell do we ski? Oh, you buy a sweater, a pole, a sock. You get the bill, you go into shock. So you put your wife and your kids in hock. Why the hell do we ski? The ad reads, modern Swiss chalet. It's built of cardboard, crud, and clay. You sleep on burlap stuffed with hay. Why the hell do we ski? Then the icy winds begin to blow. The temperature drops to 20 below. But the slope is closed because it doesn't snow. Why the hell do we ski? The ski instructor says you've passed. You hit the slope, you're shushing fast. The very next day you're in a cast. Why the hell do we ski? It's time for lunch when you're up on the hill. You look in the box, it makes you ill. But two lousy slices of bread can't kill. Why the hell do we ski? The drinks they serve don't have any kick. The beer is thin, the wine is thick. You don't get stewed, but you sure get sick. Why the hell do we ski? You see this girl and you wonder if her perfume's strong, you take a whiff. You open a parka, she freezes stiff. Why the hell do we ski? And yet we all know it very well. It's buono, gut, terrific, bell. No need to ask, no need to tell. Why the hell do we ski?
What a beautiful thing.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
What a lovely song that one is.
For our folks over at Northeast
Chamber
Slopes.
Of Commerce must love that one, huh? Guess who's on the line?
Who?
The marvelous, magical mystery lady is joining
herself?
Us. Herself is here.
Hello?
Herself. Good morning, Kenley.
Good morning. We played your song.
Yes, thank you very much.
Well, I was afraid that if we didn't, we would be sued or something would happen.
No.
Oh,
she's
no suing.
Like
no suing.
Okay, what was the big fracas that you had to talk to me about?
Oh, I just wanted to thank you and Jack for revivifying my music. It's been such a long time.
Well,
and I mean, three, four weeks in a row.
Three.
Thrilled.
Yeah, okay.
And my fan club is ecstatic.
I know they do, of course, both of them.
Well, this program always needs a little revivifying, don't you think, there?
Yes, absolutely. Once in a while.
Yeah.
So.
Now, what would you have us play to make your day?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I did a song about the box races at in East Corinth in February. Racing boxes, that might be appropriate if you could find it. It's in there.
Well, I don't think
we certainly can't. We're so carefully planned out each program. We'll save it for next week. Is that all right?
Of course.
Of course.
That's what you always do. Everything is off the calendar.
That's absolutely right.
That's right.
It's a big surprise.
Or not on the calendar.
Surprise to us, too.
Well, you and I have finally connected like two quarks and an atom smasher, and I am.
What did she say?
Two quarks
what
and an
did
atom
I do?
Smasher.
Like two quarks and an atom smasher.
Oh.
We have connected.
Connected.
So.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
All bye, right. Guys. Ladies. Magical, marvelous, musical history lady. Okay, we got to find that for next week. Jesus, it'll take you
why
a week
don't you look
to
for
find
something?
That,
why don't you look for something once in a while, Dan?
Well, I'm an
every
older
week
person.
It's the same old thing. Yeah, what do you got, Jack? Yeah.
Well, you know, what are you going to do all week but look for old great songs that have been generated by this enthusiastically acclaimed radio program? None other like it in the world.
Okay.
Imagine that. Farmer Dave's going to be here in a moment, Jack.
Okay.
Yeah, and so what I was thinking was that we ought to swing into one more little nugget, great memories that Music to Go to the Dump By creates each and every Saturday morning here on WDEV for all the believers, the true believers that every town needs one dump and one dump only, right? Where you can mix your bulky metal objects with your producible waste. Did I leave anything out, Farmer Dave?
Table scraps.
Table, that's right. You're not supposed to put them in there.
As of July, right?
Yeah, as of July.
Yeah.
Of course, that'll all change.
We put them out back on our compost pile so the bear can come in and eat it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do for the bears if they don't have a compost heap in your backyard? That's always the question.
I don't know. It's like every time I clean the barn and I go out and I put a new bucket of manure on the pile and then I watch the neighbor's dog come over and roll in it. Puts a smile on my face.
All right, I think we better move along.
Okay.
Yeah, another happy song.
Well, I guess it's been at least an hour, and I didn't plan to stay. I only dropped in to drink a beer, float off on the way. It was a pale and rather plain girl over in a corner sipping wine. When I did not sit down at her table, she sat down at mine. And she's looking better every beer. Her hair is soft and shiny now. Her eyes are bright and clear. How could it be I didn't notice her when I first came in here? Now she's looking better every beer. Color on the chin. And two by two, the people leave, who one by one came in. The jukebox plays and the coke-filled ashtrays warns the time flies. And every time I drain my mug, I can't believe my eyes. Wow! She's looking better.
Yeah, it's the emotion of this radio
little
program.
Country, yeah.
Yeah, the real thing.
Oh, yeah. My Lord. Hey, an old every friend of yours is on the line here.
Who?
An old friend of yours is on the line.
An old friend.
Yeah.
I don't have time for old friends this morning. We're trying to progress through this program
I think
around the world.
Oh, gee, here we go.
Music to go to the dump by.
Who's Harper.
This? Hello?
You know Harper? Harper Mitchell?
Arthur Mitchell?
Not Arthur.
Harper. How are you?
What cell are you in?
What cell are you in?
I'm down here at Coleman Prison in the Villages, Florida. Listen, I wanted to call and congratulate and happy anniversary to you today.
Oh, good. Thank you.
1970, 22 February, 50 years ago, you announced the first Daytona 500 on MRN Racing Network. Is that correct?
Wow.
Beats the dickens out of me. 1979? Is that what worked out?
No, 1970. 1970, February 22nd. I was reading a clip about it today in some news clippings.
Well, you can't believe the newspapers. Good Lord, listen to the president. He'll tell you that.
Well, try to listen to this. I've even got a clip of it.
The Motor Racing Network presents the 12th Annual Daytona 500 Miler.
Is that you, I heard?
Sounds like you. Yeah.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, the one we did as the original was 1979.
Well, that was a TV
well,
one.
Well, they're saying...
Oh, this is radio.
Radio, yes.
Oh, you're...
Radio.
Where radio, did you find yes. that? Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Somebody's got it out on Facebook, and it's called... I tell you who the person is. Let me back up here on the computer.
Okay.
But, Dan St. Pierre, Thunder Old Time Photos and History. He puts on Facebook lots of times. And there's a picture of Ken Squire with this long sideburns, long hair in the back.
Well, that tells you that it wasn't me.
Yeah.
But it's a story about you 50 years ago with the Daytona, the birth of Motor Racing Network.
Motor Racing Network. Okay. I always think of the first CBS show. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No. I remember that on.
We're wasting a lot of time here. What are you doing in Florida?
Enjoying
what am I doing?
Yes.
It's chilly today. It's only 49 right now, and the wind's blowing.
Oh, that's it.
45.
That's it. You're ruining the whole image of music to go to the dump by, languishing out on the sands of Florida, while we, the real people, are up here in the Green Mountains of Vermont, freezing our whatever. Yeah.
Well, you should have saved your pennies and the egg money, and you could have come down.
Well. Have you got any pennies?
I got jars full of pennies, but I don't see me cashing them in to go to Florida. Because if we wait just two or 3 days, it's supposed to be in the 40s up here, so why drive all the way down there?
Oh, good. Okay. Well.
Listen, I've got to go because it's going to be back up in the 80s next week. I've got to go get my golf cart ready. I'm heading out to play over the
That's
golf
it. You're out of here.
I just want to congratulate you, Ken.
By the way.
Thank you. That's the darndest thing I've ever heard in the program.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, I did read that book by Hal Needham. Great book.
Isn't that great?
Oh, yeah. Great book. Great book.
He was a gem. Yeah.
Really I'm so was. Glad you turned me on to getting that book.
Did I?
Yes. You were the one that mentioned it.
That's the beauty of this program and for the intelligentsia that appreciate the finer things and take advantage of it. Thank you very much for calling.
All right. I want to get off so that you can get off so we can hear the good music.
Okay, oh, Jack. Yeah. Okay.
You hang up on this guy before it goes any further.
Bye, Harvard.
Oh. Bye, Jack.
That was neat.
Oh, gosh.
1970, huh? I didn't realize it was that long ago.
It was
you and your friend that got that. Was it Fred?
No, that was
something
Bill
else.
France. Senior.
Oh, Bill France. Okay.
Put that together. Yep. Didn't like the way they were promoting the NASCAR races and said they ought to have their own network.
Uh-huh.
And there I was. I told you about that, didn't I? Said we'd have our own office, France Senior.
Uh-huh.
And Roger Bear came down from Iowa, and I came over from Vermont and down, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
To see our new office and to get started on starting a network of stations all across the nation, right?
Yeah.
And our office turned out to be out in the hallway, and it was a Pepsi-Cola.
Oh, next to the
no,
Pepsi.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah, you did mention that.
Yeah,
time.
And with the sliding glass doors, and they kept the sodas in it, and you'd put your phone back on top of it and make another call.
Mm-hmm.
No chairs. Those were the golden days. Beginning of things happening in Kenley's life. Yep.
Farmer Day, what's happening in your life?
Not a thing.
No.
No, I'm sure you have.
We didn't have you pay all this money to come in, and you say not a thing.
The views and opinions expressed in this bit do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of the Radio Vermont Group, of which I am not a part of, nor do I get paid. You just let me come in here and say silly stuff every week. Having said that...
That's a little too honest.
Having said that, Ken...
You can't have those kind of things.
I'm afraid my personal behavior might be driving...
Spoils the image.
Climate change.
Climate change?
Yes. About 3 weeks ago, I went and finally shaved my beard off.
Yes, I
know. The next day, it was 10 below zero.
Oh.
The other day, I was up to Bill's barbershop getting my hair cut, and the next day, it was 15 below zero. I don't even dare trim my mustache out of fear of where that's going to take us. So,
well, that's a very good-looking mustache, yes, I must add, this morning.
Yeah. It's keeping my upper lip warm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's an issue with honesty and integrity in broadcasting. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't know.
What are you?
You're I'm always, saying I look at things a little different than most people.
Well, Karen, you look a little differently this morning too. That's for sure. Yeah, we can see you. We know who you are.
You talk about looking different, and you're talking about, what, 50 years ago, there you were broadcasting the Daytona race on the radio.
Yeah.
Well, I was up to Bill's barbershop. I see a picture from back in 1972.
72.
It was a picture of me and the girl that I took to the prom. I was in a white tuxedo, and I'm telling you, hindsight being 20/20, I probably should have gone with a charcoal gray. I think that would have been a better color. Because I looked like the guy that should have been bringing you something at your table, you know?
But, did the suit say, "Eat a Joe and Nemo's" or something?
It probably did inside. I don't know, but...
Well, that didn't help.
So I was going to talk today, Ken, about courtesy, respect, acceptance, and patience.
Crap.
Oh, here we go. Here.
Crap. But I realized that courtesy, respect, acceptance, and patience is indeed crap. It doesn't take place today in this day and age.
Yes.
So let's we talk about something else.
Go ahead.
The granddaughter came to me the other day, and of course she's always losing her telephone. You know, the phone may be smart, but that's where it stops.
That stops right
so
there.
So I explained to her that didn't happen when I was a young man, and she said something along the lines, they had phones back when you were a kid, and I had to explain to her that, yes, not only do we have phones, but they were hooked to the inside wall of the house. That's henceforth, right. You didn't lose the phone.
Oh, that's what a brilliant idea.
Now, they're all concerns about privacy in this day and age. Back in my time, privacy was a private line. You either had a private line or you had a party line. A party line had four individuals that were on the same line.
Or more.
You had different
ringtones.
And everybody would, of course, if you were on a party line, everybody knew everybody's business, because as soon as that phone rang and it wasn't your ring, everybody made sure they picked up because they wanted to listen to what was being said by whoever else was on it.
That was Grandpa Rowell, yeah.
That was my great-grandma. She used to spend a lot of time on that phone when it wasn't for her.
Did she smoke White Owl cigars? That's what Grandpa Rowell did.
No, I think
every Sunday afternoon.
Gramps smoked Old Gold. Were they filters? I don't remember.
Yeah,
but yeah, he smoked that. But it's the phone. If you were lucky and you wanted some privacy, you had a long enough cord on the phone so you could maybe get into the closet that was next to where the phone was anchored to the wall. You could talk on it. You couldn't tweet. You couldn't text. You couldn't take pictures of it. We had things called cameras that we used to use to take pictures with. We didn't do selfies because you couldn't hold the camera far enough away from you. And if you did, that little flash on top, you know, the cube.
Yeah, yeah.
It used to come in packs of three because there was four pictures that you could get on each cube.
I see.
You had 12 exposure, you had 24 exposure, and you had 36 exposure. You could get black and whites or you could get Kodachrome.
Oh.
I mean, Kodachrome is so good.
Oh, I remember Kodachrome.
Simon and Garfunkel wrote a song about it. That's how good Kodachrome was, you know? So, and as far as sharing a picture goes, that was if you got double prints. You could get double prints. You would take the film down to the drugstore. They'd send it out. It'd come back in. You'd wait for the call to tell you. And then when you got home, you got to look at the pictures. Now, as far as sharing goes, like I said, if you had double exposure, you might share a picture with another family member. You couldn't delete it, but the pictures you didn't care for, well, we put them in a box.
Yeah.
You didn't write on the back or anything.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just time. I think it was a better time, Ken. It's, I don't know. All these, on the David Graham show about a week or so ago, they had a woman on there talking about how marijuana was dumbing down the IQ of the younger kids.
Yes.
I'm sorry, the smartphone beat marijuana all the heck on that, okay? So don't go blaming weed. For the downfall of us, Ken, is going to be the internet, smartphones, and technology in general.
Thank you, Farmer Dave.
And that's probably enough
for
today.
What an enlightenment that is.
I wanted to get that out before the coffee kicked in, because last week I had the handheld redneck hand warmer.
The coffee
and
cup.
Of course, I'm not much of a coffee drinker, and by the time I got that all in me, I was wound up tighter than an eight-day clock.
Yeah, well, I'm awful.
So
glad
I tried to get it out today before I got wound. I'm starting to come into it.
You hear that?
I did.
Well, I think he's killed the last four songs in the show, because we were moving right along at such
a
swift...
Well, I don't know if we were moving right along.
Well, we were.
Crawling along is more like it.
Okay. Because I had the Burns Brothers.
Ooh, that's good.
That Side, and who were the other ones? So three of them.
You got Rug Burns, Side Burns, Crash and Burns.
Crash and Burns,
yeah. So we were going to play them doing My Girl.
George Burns? No?
George Burns.
No, that's another Burns.
And then we had Mutt. And that was, that was Dex. Dex New
Yeah, that was how usually we play
we'll
a dog.
Save that for next
play
year.
A dog song every
Wanna
year.
Want to be a politician.
Yeah.
And, that.
Oh, you got a part of your show planned for next week. Of course, I'm sure it'll be a change by then. But.
Well, of course, because we want to stay fresh and, you know, try to work and entertain with new and potentially possible million sellers.
Talk about the real stuff. I wanted to just pass along a thank you to folks at the Mutual last night. I know that you tried to get what?
You went to the Mutual last night?
Yes. The invitation is wide open for you to come anytime.
Sure, right.
And you always come up with some excuse you can't make.
Funny, some excuse like nobody remembers to remind me that there was a potential for me to get a free meal in Barrie at the Mutual.
Well, I know you have to pay for it.
Well, I understand that, but of course, some of us who are sought out,
living legends, yes,
are able to get a discount.
Oh my Lord! You didn't pay your dues again, did you?
Oh, I prayed not.
As you're trying to say,
Jack, do they have a drive-through?
Boy, I tell you, if they had a drive-through last night.
They did?
I said if they did.
They'd have been busy, wouldn't they?
Well, what did you have last night?
Wings and pasta and. Anybody who's ever been to the Mutual knows what a great meal they put on. And we had Roger Hill.
Well, it's in Barrie, and Barrie was the Italian capital of Vermont, for heaven's sakes.
Roger Hill joined us, Joel Nashbin, Frank Allen. Yeah. You call him Frankie Allen.
Well, no, it's Frank Allen now.
Tom McLeod, with a whole bunch of DEB and LVB people there last night. So
Did you have any beverages, Jack?
I had one or two,
Anybody special waiting for you after the dinner?
All right, just leave it alone.
Well, I guess we better go to him time.
All right, you guys, your little thing you want to say before this, or what?
I got something I'd like to say. I'm going to bow my head and ask for forgiveness from my spiritual advisor, the Holy Cow, for this hymn that I am about to butcher.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I haven't learned it yet.
No, well, and that's my problem.
We had
rehearsal Thursday night. We're both in here for 2 hours, and the thing is still screwed up.
Oh, you see.
I need to have faith in the fact that I will, at some point in time, learn this song. But I'm just not there yet. I'm not feeling the spirit.
What honesty, what integrity out of Farmer Dave as we prepare for hymn time.
And that's why I can't run for political office anymore.
As we reach the twilight hours of our fleeting earthly time, and know we will not see the sun tomorrow, we may think with deep regret of all the things we leave behind, but oh my friends, do not give in to sorrow.
Together now.
On the other shore, on the other shore,
that's all we know.
We will reunite with all the things we ever owned before.
Is this where you hum now?
Our single socks will all be to their rightful pairs restored.
Come on, Farmer Dave.
We'll need all our possessions on the other shore. as we near those golden sidewalks floating on the clouds above, assuming heaven is our destination.
Hallelujah.
We may glance behind for one last look at everything we love, but truly there's no call for reservations. On the other shore, on the other shore, we'll have files and files of jeans we can't fit into anymore.
If I were David studying this.
All those crazy cowboy shirts we got from Fred Labor. We'll meet all our possessions on the other shore. We'll find books we bought in college and sold for half price unread. And sacks of earring backs lost under someone's bed. And baseball cards and army men and model planes galore. And every tiny plastic high-heeled Barbie ever wore.
On the other shore, on the other shore,
kind of lame, huh?
Yeah, a little
more. Where our tax receipts, so
heaven is not our destiny.
Bags upon the floor. We'll meet all our possessions on the other shore. On the other shore.
We're getting up high here.
We'll find National Geographic's from 1974.
One more verse, huh?
Our children's art will cover God's refrigerator door. And we'll have our possessions on the other shore.
We'll get it after a while. Don't worry, Fred.
Oh, Heavenly Father, please let baseball season start.
It's not far off.
We know that song.
Red Sox are going to be here on WDEV for those frauds. And let's see what else is going on. Well, have you read the Boston Globe recently? Sounds like the whole. It sounds like another conspiracy, and this one isn't in Washington. Well, enough of that. Let's have the fun part.
Are the Russians involved in that baseball scandal?
You know, maybe if they were, they might win the World Series again. I'll have to find out. Jack, I think we've terminated our stay with you this morning.
Yeah, it's about almost 10:15.
Well, we're getting up there.
10 o'clock.
Saving the souls of all of those who stay with WDEV and listen to the Outlaw Country, which is next on Radio Free Vermont. Kenley Dean Squire here on WDEV with this program each and every Saturday morn. In memory of Buster and Marie.
Nice, nice.
Well, you know, I try to.
I know. And
warm the audience up after all
it's
that.
Heartfelt.
On the other shore, on the other shore, we will.
Let's hold it till next week, huh? That'd be great.
Yeah, next week, 9 o'clock, sort of.